सहनावतु सहनोभुनक्तु सहवीर्यं करवावहै तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः गुरुर्ब्रह्मा गुरुर्विष्णु गुरुर्देवो महेश्वरः गुरुरेव परं ब्रह्म तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः समस्तजनकल्याणे निरतं करुणामयं नमामि चिन्मयं देवं सद्गुरुं ब्रह्मविद्वरम् तपोविच्छिन्नपापानां शान्तानां वीतरागिणां मुमुक्षूनामपेक्षोऽयम् आत्मबोधो विधीयते.
इन् वर्स् नम्बर् 46 शङ्कराचार्य सेज् तत्त्वस्वरूप अनुभवात् उत्पन्नं ज्ञानम् अञ्जसा. तत्त्वस्वरूप अनुभवात् आफ्टर द अनुभव व्हाट इज दिस तत्त्वस्वरूप इट इज अनुभव विल हैपन ओनली आफ्टर श्रवण मनन एंड नितिध्यासन इज एक्सपीरियंसिंग. सो व्हेन ही सेज तत्त्वस्वरूप अनुभवात् when you realize the truth, the reality, how will you realize? The steps are, first is you have to do the sravan, you have to listen the scriptures, then comes manan, the reflect on it, and after that you want to experience, then nididhyasan. So anubhav will happen after you cross these stages, sravan, manan, nididhyasan. Tat sarup anubhavat utpannam. Then what will have arise? What? Jnanam. What is that jnanam? Jnanam is jiva brahma aikya jnanam. Till that experience happens, we think we are different from Brahman. I am not Brahman. Jiva is separate from the Brahman. But with that jnana, it will be jiva and brahma aikya. It's one and the same. There is no difference. Anjasa. When it will happen? Anjasa. Instantly. That very moment. The moment you experience that tattva, you come to know you are no more jeev. You are Brahman. Instantly it will happen. Anjasa. And what else will happen? Aham mameti. Aham mameti. These are the effect of ignorance. Aham comes first. Is the primary identification and mam is the secondary. Aham mameti, that is maya. May or more torte maya. Aham and mameti is maya. And that is the cause for our cycle of birth and death. So long this aham is there, doership is there, enjoyership is there. Whatever karma we do, all karmas are not giving me fruit of action instantly. So to experience the joy and sorrow of my karma, I have to take more births, one after another. So this aham and mam is the cause for the janma and maran. With this identification of aham and mam, we do all the karma. I am enjoying. So that is the cause for joy and sorrow, pap and punya. To fulfill our desire, sometimes we do shortcuts also. The pap and punya will come. Aham and mam badati. This aham and mam will go away. When? Tattva swarup anubhavat. When the anubhav, when the experience happens, then what will happen? Jibhav gone. What is the jibhav? Aham. I am separate. I am limited. I am not infinite. I am finite. This bhav will end. Badate. How? Digbhramadivat. Like the person who is, he has lost his way in the night, is not able to see. when the sun rises, he comes to know the direction, which side is the east, and he comes to know the all other directions. Similarly, we have seen in detail how we are lost and how we are suffering, and we have lost the Rajmarg, we have forgotten our goal. This is the whole thing we have seen in our last class. So Mumuchu, because of this aham and mam, Digbhram. Digbhraman is going toward the wrong direction. Because of aham and mam, the Mumuchu, the seeker, the one who wants to reach the goal, he has lost his path and he is suffering, goes to the Janma and Maran, and the moment he gets the knowledge, he becomes happy. The moment you get the Tat Sarup Anubhavat, you become permanently happy. Knowledge milne se hi ho jayega. Then in the next verse, that also we have seen in our last class, Sammak Vijnanavan Yogi. Yogi, Yogi here means Brahmavid. Knower of the self, a jnani, a realized person. Yoga, what is the definition of yoga? In Sanskrit it is said, ekam, ekyam jivatma paramatmano ahu yogam yog visharadaha. Yog visharada, those who are the knower, visharad. Like we have, na, he has done visharad in music. So those who are trained or experienced in the yoga, they say what? Ekyam jivatma and paramatmana. Jeev and paramatma is one and same. Whether you say jiva brahman, atma paramatma, it means the same thing. Ekyam, the one and same. Sammak vijnanavan yogi, and he knows perfectly how? Because he has experience. How he has experienced? Shravan. First Shravan. He was ignorant about that. The knowledge happens in Shravan only. It will not happen in Manan. It will not happen in Nididhyasana. You should be very, very clear about that. Ignorance will end only by Shravan. Without Shravan, if you start doing reflection you do, you will not reach anywhere. Or without Shravan Manan, you sit in Dhyan, kuch nahi hoga. Even if you are successful in Dhyan, still you come back as a Jeev only. To Samyak Vijnanavan Yogi Ikchate. So in this Samyak Vijnanavan Yogi, there is no ignorance of the knowledge, there is no doubt also. There is no sansay also, and there is no viparita bhavana. Viparita bhavana, that I am body. This is very difficult to cross, the I am body. So that also ends. Ikchate, he sees, effortlessly he sees with all five organs of perception, he sees what? Jnana chakshusa, why is the eyes of wisdom? What he sees? Akhilam swatmani evam sthita. Akhilam, the whole world is in me. How whole world is in me? Bataya tha. Yeah. Whatever we experience, whatever these organs of perception, five organs of perception, whatever they bring in stimuli, they all refer it to mind. And in the mind, it goes as a thought, as a vritti. The whole world we perceive as a thought in the mind, and thought is illumined by consciousness. Therefore, the whole world is in consciousness, in the mind. So long the mind is awake, world is there. In the deep sleep, there is no mind, no world. So he sees effortlessly the whole world in him, and ekam cha sarva atmanam, and the one same self he sees in each and every being. So he sees all world in him, in the consciousness. And the same self in him is the self in each being. Sammak vijnana yogi jnana chakshusa icchate. So knower of the self will get one more eye. What is that? Jnana chakshu. Third eye. And with that eye, he is seeing that all those things. You see, so long you see differences, there is birth and death. So long the wave thinks I am different from other waves, I am different from the water, there will be birth and death of waves. The moment waves comes to know that I am the oceanic water, is there any birth and death of oceanic water? Similarly, when we come to know that I am not this limited body, gross body, subtle body and the causal body, I am different from that, I am consciousness. So thereafter, there is no more birth and death. Birth and death of is only name and form. What is wave? Wave is nothing but a name and form, a disturbance on the sea. By the breeze, there is a disturbance. And then we say, this is big wave, this is roaring wave, this is small wave. So long the wave considers, so long a jiva considers, I am different from all of others, he will be in the cycle of birth and death. But the moment he comes to know, I am different from all this, then there is no birth and death. Same thing is said in Bhagavad Gita, sarva bhutastha atmanam sarva bhutani cha atmani ikchate yogyukatma sarvatra samadarsana. Sarva bhutasya atmanam, in all bhuta is the same atman, and sarva bhutani cha atmani, atmani means in atman, all the bhutas are in me. Difficult to understand. Sarva bhuta is in me. How? They all come as a thought in me. And all the thoughts are illumined by consciousness. Therefore, all are in me. So what will happen if a such person whose aham and mam is no more there, that means he becomes jnani. What will be his vision? What will be the vision of such a person? So it is said, deha vimana galite vigyate parmatmani yatra yatra mano yati tatra tatra samadhaya. Deha vimana galite, deha vimana, I. I is gone. Deha vimana galite vigyate parmatmani. When jeev bhava has ended and you have come to know that I am Paramatma. In Nididhyasana you come to know that I am not Jivatma, I am Paramatma. What will happen once you know that Paramatma? Yatra yatra mano yati, wherever your mind goes, yatra yatra mano yati, even with open eyes, tatra tatra samadhaya, you are seeing that consciousness everywhere. Kya majhe ki baat hai? Yatra yatra mano yati tatra tatra samadhaya. Now you don't have to close your eyes for samadhi. Now you are seeing consciousnessly clear with open eyes also. This is called sarva atma bhav. So this is darshan. Then another is vartan. You know, in Gita it was said sarvatra samadarsanaha. You are seeing same everywhere. Does that mean that my vartan, my actions will be also like that? Vartan means transacting with the world. When I am seeing people, and if I am seeing jnana icchate, the same atman in all is one and the same, will my transactions will be different? Vartan will be different. Vartan, when you come to the vartan, you have to follow the rules of society. What is the rule of society? Father has a love toward mother, that is a different type of love. father love, daughter is a different type. Father love, his mother is a different type of love. So vartan is different, transaction is different. Transaction is always with upadhi, with conditioning, with body. If you say in the tiger also is the same Atman, in me also the same. So aao bag mama, let us hug. What will a tiger do? According to his upadhi, he will kill you and eat you. So vision should be sarvatmava, vartan. Vartan will be different. So action will be according to your upadhi. We can't say, oh, donkey, monkey, come and hug me. No. Upadhi is different. So what should be the attitude behind action? Attitude behind action should be sarvatma bhav. Attitude be sarvatma bhav. Transaction will be different. But the attitude behind all actions should be sarvatma bhav. What will happen if I see the sarvatma bhav? There will be love. The immediate result will be there will be love. There is no hatred. There is no hatred because I am seeing one in all. I am not seeing the differences of upadhi. So therefore, there will be love. There will not be any jealousy, hatred, etc. How do you prove that? We don't hate our finger or our legs. Legs takes us to different places. They are dirty. Or the finger, when it pinches my own eyes, I don't cut my finger, or my teeth when they bite my own tongue. Should I take it out? My teeth? No. Why? Because sarvatma bhav is there. The whole body is me only. Similarly, this whole world is, what is this whole world? It's the Virat Roop of the Bhagwan. He has taken all these forms. Now the same thought in the next verse.
Atmai vedam jagat sarvam.
Atmai vedam jagat sarvam.
Atmano nyana kinchana.
Atmano nyana kinchana.
Mrido yadvad ghatadini.
Mrido yadvat ghatadini.
Swatmanam sarvam ikshate.
Swatmanam.
Again, I cannot hear you. Atmai vedam jagat sarvam.
Atmai vedam jagat sarvam.
Atmano nyanna kinchana. Atmano nyanna kinchana. Mrido yadvat ghatadini. Swatmanam sarvam ikshate. Together. Atmai vedam jagat sarvam. Atmano nyanna kinchana. Mrido yadvad ghatadini. Swatmanam sarvam ikshate.
Atma eva idam jagat sarvam. The first line says the Atma eva alone idam this which you are perceiving. Jagat, the world, sarvam, there is no exception. Whatever you are seeing in this world is Atman. Shankaracharya says, that means the whole world is full of akhand, paripurna, sat, chit, anand. There is nothing else than sat, chit, anand, Brahman. Everything is Satchidanand only. But we don't see that. From the day one, Acharya ji, you are saying there are two things, Atma and Anatma, Atma and Anatma. Now Shankaracharya ji is saying there is no Anatma, only Atman is there. How do you reconcile this thing? Okay, let us see. Whenever you see Dvitiya, whenever you see differences, then there will be bhaya will come. Fear will come. Fear means rag, dves. You will like something, you will not like something. Rag and dves will come. But here it is said, Atma eva idam jagat sarvam. The whole world is Atman only. There is nothing else than the person who is giving me sorrow is Atman. The person who is experiencing sorrow is also Atman. So the giver and the receiver, both are Atman. Acha. Atma anyat na vidyate kinchan. Anyat, there is nothing else. He is saying, reiterating the same thing. There is nothing other than the Atman. Acha, very good. So this we have said, seen in our Isavasya Upanishad also. Isavasya idagam sarvam, whole thing is only covered by the Isa. And several other places we have seen, the whole world is pervaded by tatam, by that. Whole world is pervaded by that. So this is our Advaita Vedanta. What is this Advaita Vedanta? There is nothing other than Atman. Only Atman is there. But I am Atma, other than me, Anatma. How you are saying that Anatma is also Atma? Immediately question comes. How is Anatma is Atma? World is full of plurality. We are seeing differences. We are seeing Anatma. But we are not able to see Atma. What we are seeing is only Anatma. Atma we are not able to see with our eyes. So how come Shankaracharya is saying this the whole world is Atman only? There is no difference between Atman and Jagat. So how can I get this vision? That so that I will be also able to see everything as Atman. Okay. Now let us find out what is Jagat. Where from this Jagat has come? Where from this Jagat has come? We have seen in our Tattva Bodh that there is one Brahman and he has got a power, Brahmasraya Maya. And from Maya came Akash. From Akash, from the space came Vayu, the air. From air came fire. From fire came water. From water came earth. This we have seen. What is the source of Pancha Mahabhut? Atman. And we know very well, effect is nothing but cause in different form. Gold ornament is nothing but gold in different form. Same way the whole world is an effect, nothing but the cause in different form. What is the cause of the whole world? Atman is the cause of the whole world. Therefore, the whole world is... Do you have any doubt now? Effect is nothing but cause in different form. Gold ornament is nothing but gold in different form. What is the cause of this whole world? Where from this world has come? We have seen the Paramatma alone was there. And after that, with his Maya Shakti, he created Pancha Mahabhut. First came space, then air, fire, water, earth. So this space, air, water, earth, fire, these are nothing but effect of Paramatma. Therefore, whole world is Now he gives one example. Mrido yadvat ghatadini. Mrid means clay. Yadvat ghatadini. With the clay we make ghat. Ghat means pot. Adi. You can make a spoon, you can make a plate. Like we have got a paper jug, paper plate, then paper cups, paper, different type of cups, paper, plastic spoons. Now if you take a ghat, ghat means pot. If you taste it, you will get the taste of clay. If you smell it, you will get a smell of clay. If you are touching the ghat, you are touching clay. But if you have got the vision that this form is false, what you are seeing as a pot is nothing but clay. What you are seeing is also clay. It's not so, because it is made of clay. Similarly, this whole world is also like that clay. The real cause is that Atman. In all names and forms, that truth is there. In Chandogya Upanishad, we say, Vacharamban Vikari Namdeyam Mrittika Iti Eva Satyam. In all the name and forms of different types made of clay, the clay itself is the truth. Name and forms are false. Name and forms are false. Take out the clay from each and every form, you will not be able to show any form. So what is the truth in all forms? Truth is clay. So truth in the whole world is, in the whole world what is the truth? The Atman is the truth. Also it says, Sarvam khalum idam brahman nehanana asti kinchana. Sarvam, this whole, khalu, indeed. What is that? Idam, brahman. Whatever you are seeing, it is all brahman. Nehanana, na here, nothing here. Nana, plurality is not there. Not at all there is any plurality or duality. Like in dream. In dream, the mind itself becomes the dreamer and the dream world. Without eyes, we are able to see the dream. Your eyes are closed at that time. But you are seeing the whole world. And the light which illumines it is your consciousness. It is not outside light. In the light of consciousness, you are seeing the whole dream. But you don't have any control on the joy and sorrow of that dream. Do you have any control? Tiger is chasing you in the dream. Who made tiger? My mind made tiger. Whom it is chasing? It is chasing me. I created tiger, that tiger is chasing me, I am panting, I am crying. Similarly, in the Jagrat Avastha, it is your mind which has created the whole world, and we have got no control on the joy and the sorrow of this. As we have got no control of joy or sorrow in the dream, it is our creation, it's mind's creation. Same way in the Jagrat Avastha, also it is mind's creation. So once you have got this vision that the Naam Roop is false, once you get this vision that the Naam Roop is false, what will happen to you? you will no more give importance to the Naam Roop. Once you come to know the whole world is only Atman in different forms, and this form has also come from the same Atman. Atman is the reality and the truth. All the Naam Roop are false. So after realization, you don't give importance to it. You don't stop transacting with the world, but you don't give importance to it. At this point of time, we give too much importance to the world created by us. There are two types of world. One is the Jeeva Srishti, another is Ishwar Srishti. This whole world is created by the Lord. It never gives us any sorrow. In this Ishwar Srishti, we create our world. Jeeva Srishti, this is mine, this is mine, this is mine. That is called Jeeva Srishti. This Jeeva Srishti gives us sorrow. So, Vigyanvan Yogi, here it is called Yogi. And in the next verse, the same person is called Jivan Mukta.
Jivan Muktas tu tad vidvan. Jivan Muktas tu tad vidvan. Purvopadhi gunan stajet. Purvopadhi gunan stajet. Sasachidadi dharmatvam. Sasachidadi dharmatvam. Bheje brahmarakitavata. Bheje brahmarakitavata. Jivan muktastu tadvidvan. Purvopadhi gunanstyajet. Sasachidadi dharmatvam. Bheje brahmarakitavata.
Jivan muktastu vidvan, tad vidvan. So who is this Jivan Mukta? He is vidvan. He is the knower of the truth. What he has done? Purva upadhi gunan tyajet. Purva upadhi gunan tyajet. Purva upadhis, upadhis are three upadhis we have got. Gross body, subtle body and the causal body. Sthula sarir, sukshma sarir and karan sarir. Gunan tyajet. He disidentifies. He disidentifies with the gross body, subtle body and the causal body. Gross body, what is gross body? It undergoes six modifications. That is gross body. Asti, jayate, vardate, viprinamate, apakshiyate and vinastititi. This is gross body. What is subtle body? In subtle body we have got all those emotions, rag, dvesh and all that things are there. And in the causal body? In the causal body, we have got the Anand, which has got the various degrees, Priya, Mod and Pramod. Have you heard this word, Priya, Mod and Pramod? What is the distinction between Priya, Mod and Pramod? Yes, my son is coming from India. He is really not coming. I am just thinking my son is coming. It gives me joy. Is it not so? Eh? Then when you go to the airport, you see him coming out of the custom, then the degree of joy is better than thinking. You are seeing now. And when he comes and hugs you, that experience is definitely better than the previous one. So there is a degree in that. But in Sachidananda, that Ananda, there is no degree. It is homogeneous. So he disidentifies with gross body, subtle body and the causal bodies. He is not destroying gross body, subtle body and the causal body. He only disidentifies.
And then after that, how he becomes Satchidananda? By constantly thinking, I am Satchidananda, I am Satchidananda, I am Satchidananda. That we have seen in the Nididhyasana, what we do? Aham Brahmasmi, Sivoham, Sivoham, Soham, Soham. Constantly. And he becomes Satchidananda. Why he becomes Satchidananda? Because the true nature is Satchidananda. Had it been the true nature is a gross body. Suppose our true nature is gross body. Can I become Satchidananda? Never. Never we can become Satchidananda if our true nature is gross body. Since our true nature is Satchidananda, by constantly thinking Satchidananda, 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 we become Satchidananda Rupatvat. How we become? Bhavet Bhramar Kitvat. He gives an example. Bhavet Bhramar Kitvat. Have you ever seen wasp? Have you ever been stung by wasp? Have you seen his home? He makes his home small home with that clay, outside mud. You will find outside our building also some places, it is there. And there is only one entry point, one hole. What he will do? He will bring one worm. Ek ko pakad ke le aata hai and put it inside there. And he sits outside. And that worm wants to come out. And he stings. Just imagine when a wasp stings us, how much pain we get. Think about that little worm when he gets the sting. And he wants to come out. He's seeing outside and the wasp is seeing. He can't come out. The worm is constantly thinking of the wasp. Single-pointed mind. Day and night he's thinking. The moment he wants to come up, and he's seeing, he's sitting there at the gate. And slowly, 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 he becomes wasp. Total transformation happens. Similarly, Jeev also becomes Jeevan Mukta. And you remember our Swami Ramakrishnananda showed one butterfly? He has become Jeevan Mukta. You see how it is flying? Hey, Jeevan Mukta is a going away. This worm was an ordinary worm, you know, but had got the special quality. It is not the mosquito or the cockroach which wasp has taken and he can transform it into. No. There is some connection, some type of worm, some suitable form, or some worm which has got some qualifications. He brings that and transforms into wasp. Now that wasp has become powerful. He now flies. Otherwise he was in the earth only, na? What he was eating there? Dust or all these perishable things he was eating. Now he's flying. He goes to the flower and takes the nectar from there. Transformation. So he selects who is qualified for becoming wasp. He is Sadhan Chatushtra Sampanna. That is, I told you, he didn't bring mosquito or the cockroach and made him wasp. No. Similarly, who will become that butterfly, Jeevan Mukta? One who has got some qualifications. If you have got the Sadhan Chatushtha qualification, and then you start meditating on that Brahman, Sivoham, Aham Brahmasmi, Aham Brahmasmi, Aham Brahmasmi, you become. Then what will happen? You are no more interested in Priya more than Pramod. Like the worm is no more interested in the dust Now he is interested in the fragrance of the flower. Similarly, the Jivan Mukta also is no more interested in the Vishay Sukh. Vishay Sukh are the petty sukh from the sense objects. No more interested, because he is reveling in the Brahmananda. That is this sloka. Now, in the next verse, we have not studied so far Ramayana here. So Shankaracharya will take something from the Ramayana in the next verse.
पूर्णमद पूर्णमिदं पूर्णात् पूर्णमुदच्यते पूर्णस्य पूर्णमादाय पूर्णमेवावशिष्यते ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः हरि ॐ श्रीगुरुभ्यो नमः हरि That is 48, na? In the first line, second pada, it is, I think in your book it is vidyate, vidyate, na? Here it is written kinchana, both are same. The meaning is the same, only part of it is there. Kinchana means not, very little also is not there. Vidyate means it is not there. The same, meaning is the same. Okay. Acha, what do you have? Sachidad. Acha. Bhede Brahma, Bheje Brahma. So Sachid. Bheje, Bheje. That is okay. Sachidananda Rupatvat. This is written Sachidananda Rupatvat. Sachidananda dharmatvam. Here it is the same. Sachidananda dharma and Sachidananda swarup. What is the dharma of Sachidananda swarup? Same. Rupatat bheje brahmara kitavat. Here it is written bhaved. Same, you know, only the part of it is there. This is the new book, na?